This is Tells, written by Polly Hexian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Murderbot Diaries fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Murderbot and Dr. Roddy. Roddy backspaced through the paragraph he'd just written with a frown. It was definitely coming across as insincere. He'd never been good at formal documents. He usually got Garathan or Pin Lee or Ada to look over his request anytime he needed to dabble in corporate language, but they weren't here right now, and he was on his own. "You," said Tariq, "look very stressed." "Huh?" Roddy looked up with a blink. He realized he'd been grimacing. "Oh, I'm just having trouble writing a business email." "Do you want me to see if Seth is awake?" No, I've got it," he hand-waved. "I can't keep getting other people to write my emails for me forever." Tariq looked up and across the room at where their resident security consultant was sitting in the corner with its knees drawn up to its chest. "SecUnit could probably help," he suggested. "It's reading a book right now. I don't want to bother it," Roddy dismissed. "I'm what?" burst SecUnit. It sat straight up and dropped its legs to the floor. "How do you know that?" "Because you look like you're reading a book." "Uh-huh. Specifically, a book." "Yeah, specifically, a book."
"We're reading Cosmic Frontier,"
Perihelion supplied over the feed. "Isn't it usually watching serials?" Tariq asked with a quirked eyebrow. He turned toward SecUnit. "Aren't you usually watching serials?" "Are you in my feed?" SecUnit demanded. It looked flustered. It was practically making eye contact in everything. "No," Roddy dismissed. "You just have tells." "Tells?"
"Don't tell it,"
Perihelion burst over the feed. Roddy couldn't pick up feelings through the feed like SecUnit talked about sometimes, but he was pretty sure that the ship was whining. "Don't tell me what?" SecUnit demanded. "Your eyes track when you're reading," Roddy replied. "They do not," SecUnit scoffed.
"They do,"
Perihelion admitted.
"You rarely pay attention to the movements generated by your human imitation protocols."
"Bullshit," SecUnit dismissed. It looked mortified. "When you're anxious, sometimes I can hear your weapons cycling in your arms." "I'm always anxious. I mean, like, really anxious." "Oh," said Tariq. "I noticed that too." SecUnit looked horrified. "And you tap your fingers sometimes when you're listening to music," Roddy added. "And I can tell when you have us on keyword filter, because your drones float around without really focusing on anything."
"Clever,"
said Perihelion.
"Very perceptive, Dr. Roddy."
Roddy grinned. "Don't encourage him," SecUnit snapped. It wrinkled its nose. "I have to rewrite these, right now." "No," Roddy whined. "It's cute, SecUnit." "Too late," it dismissed. "I'm already fixing this."
"He made the observations the first time,"
Perihelion observed.
"He will likely make them again. Only this time, he knows not to tell you."
"Fuck off, Art," SecUnit mumbled. "This is the perfect opportunity to leverage help on your email," Tariq suggested. Roddy's attention snapped back to his screen when his letter abruptly rewrote itself. "There," huffed SecUnit. It pointed at Roddy, even though its eyes had returned forward. "Now stop observing me." The end. Podficker's note. This was potted for a whole bunch of voice team challenges for one mega challenge. But mainly because one of the challenges I really enjoyed the first year of voice team was to repod something from that same year of voice team. And so doing that again, I just discovered this wonderful podfic by God of Laundry Baskets and was like, yeah, I want to chomp those words myself too, because it's so good. So thank you to the author for allowing podfics of your work. And thank you to Baskets for creating such a wonderful podfic that I wanted to make one too.